Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
I knew my friend Forrest Wood was in the hospital and that he was in bad shape, in intensive care. He had had a heart attack. But I didn't know he had passed last Saturday until I received a text from the man that introduced me to Forrest Wood and Nina, my friend Kevin Jensen up in Flippin, Arkansas. When I heard that Forrest had passed, I immediately missed him. And later, I caught myself smiling over having just known Forrest. That beautiful spring day back in 2015, when Robin and I spent the afternoon with Forrest and Nina Wood at their Forrest Wood Outdoor Sports Gallery in Flippin, Arkansas, just right across the two-lane road from the Ranger Boat Factory that they had started together, Forrest and Nina, so many years back. It was a perfect day, one of the finest in my life, I can safely say. And now Forrest is gone. Today, we're going to look back over the life, the history, that beautiful marriage, and two kids from Flippin, Arkansas that went to school together, got married, worked side by side, and raised a family for 68 years. Their 69th wedding anniversary would have been this coming April 21. We knew Forrest as the man that invented the modern-day bass boat, the father of the bass boats that we dearly love, inventor and founder of Ranger Boats. But he was much, much more than that. You'll get to know Forrest in his own words today. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by our friends at Calming Care. Calming Care is a probiotic for the over-anxious dog, the one that barks too much or jumps on everybody and won't stop. Calming Care. Talk to your vet about it. Forrest founded his Ranger Boat Company in 1968, right there in his hometown of Flippin, Arkansas. And by the time he was finished, he was inducted into the Professional Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, the International Boating Hall of Fame, the National Marine Manufacturers Hall of Fame, the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, the Arkansas Game and Fish Hall of Fame, the Arkansas Walk of Fame, and the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame. He also received the 2007 Golden Glow Award presented by the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers. But if Forrest had listened to the advice of his uncle way back when he first got out of high school, none of this history would have happened.
Who was Judge Arthur N. Wood?
That was my uncle, my dad's brother.
Okay, and he was a judge around here.
Yeah, and he was an attorney. He wanted me to be an attorney. And I considered it some, but I told him, I've gone to school as long as I want to, Uncle Arthur. I like to get in business. And he said, oh, Forrest, said, the laws are all stacked again, people in business. You don't have a chance in business the way it is today. And
well, you limped along okay.
That was in 1950 when he's telling me that. Think what he'd think today.
I think Judge Arthur Wood would say, job well done, nephew. You made the right choice. I wanted to share Forrest Wood's obituary with you. His service was this past Wednesday at noon at First Baptist Church, Flippin, Arkansas. Surrounded by his loving family, Forrest L. Wood, 87, of Flippin, Arkansas, passed peacefully into eternity on January 25, 2020. Forrest was born on June 9, 1932, in Flippin, Arkansas, to Irvin C. Wood and Beulah Mahan Wood. He had one younger brother, Mickey. Forrest grew up working on the family farm. Forrest graduated from Flippin High School in 1950 and married his high school classmate and sweetheart, Nina Kirkland, April 21, 1951. They began their lives together as cattle ranchers in Flippin. Forrest also worked on the construction of the Bull Shoals Dam, started a construction company of his own, as well as a local guide and float trip business. Forrest and Nina enjoyed nearly 69 wonderful years together, with an extraordinary bond and love for one another. They were blessed with four daughters, 11 grandchildren, and 25 great-grandchildren. few things brought Forrest greater joy than a family gathering. Forrest will be remembered as the father of the modern bass boat and as a devoted pioneer in the fishing industry. In 1968, he, along with his wife Nina, founded Ranger Boats and most recently played a vital role in the foundation of Vexus Boats. In addition to being a successful entrepreneur, he was also a formidable angler in his own right, qualifying for the World Championship Bassmaster Classic in 1972 and 1979. He was the namesake behind the FLW Tour Tournament Trail and has been inducted into numerous renowned halls of fame. Forrest was devoted to his home state and served for several years as Arkansas Game and Fish Commissioner. Known for his signature cowboy hat, Forrest could instantly light up a room with his warm, genuine smile. He was a man of true integrity who always made time for people. He was hardworking, gentle, and humble. He had a heart of gold and a quick wit that everyone enjoyed. But above all, Forrest was a godly man who had accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. He was a longtime faithful member of First Baptist Church in Flippin, Arkansas.
Hey, everybody, it's Forrest Wood, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, can you believe they've named that baseball team after my boat?
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Discover true western mule deer hunting in Nevada. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident-only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of being drawn. The deadline is early March, so now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. Nevada is home to world record mule deer. This special tag is non-resident only, and the draw is just weeks away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. There's a Marksman firearms store near you, with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at Big Game?
He was the most humble mountain that you would ever come across in your lifetime. Talking about Forrest Wood, his funeral service was this past Wednesday. And in 2015, Robin and I had the true pleasure of spending the day with Forrest and Nina at the Forrest Wood Outdoor Sports Gallery in Flippin, Arkansas, a remarkable place, and getting a play-by-play from Forrest himself of the Ranger boat and Forrest Wood history. Come walk along with us now at the Forrest Wood Outdoor Sports Gallery. We'll start right here at the front door.
Forrest, I tell you what, it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to visit with you this afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you very much for coming by, and I've needed a little break from working in the field anyway.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm glad to be able to help you out with that. When you first walk in this beautiful museum, right up front and center for everybody to see is a very special wall. Tell me about this.
This is the military wall here. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And part of the things that I'll show you here is a Vietnam Veterans Memorial down here, and they were raising money for that, and a deputy sheriff named Luck came by and asked me for a donation, and I asked him if they were organized enough to sell chances on a boat and a motor and a trailer if they had it, and he said they were. And Johnson gave a motor, and we built a trailer and a boat and gave it to him, and they drug it around 2 years, and he told me it was the biggest fundraiser they had.
My goodness.
And so when they got ready to dedicate the memorial, they wanted me to come down, and I did that, and then they introduced General Westmoreland. And when he came up to the stage, everybody stood up, come to attention, and you could just feel something in the air. And I got to visit with him a little bit afterwards there. And
yeah.
We live in a great country. It's been a great country, and we don't need to keep cutting our military back. We need to have the biggest stick.
You bet we do. Absolutely we do. And hopefully in the next couple of years, we're going to see that change. Well, I'd like to see some backbone from the American people.
Absolutely. We need to do that.
You bet. Tell me about these flags real quick. You have five flags up here, and I'm sure each one of them is something really special.
Well, this one says to Forrest Wood, thank you for supporting our wounded troops. And that one up there...
It was flown in combat exclusively for Ranger boats.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
And several flags.
Yeah, and this one's a different one here.
CW4 Carl U. Fox III, Operation Iraqi Freedom 2. Here's another one presented to Forrest Nina by Zachary Alexander, Staff Sergeant Zachary Alexander, flown over Restrepo and the Kuringal Outpost, Afghanistan.
My goodness, there's people thinking about you all over the world.
Yeah, they are. Let me show you something over here.
I'd like to thank my friends at Purina and Calming Care for bringing us this corner of the camp house. We're recalling a visit with the great Forrest Wood on the show today. His funeral was this past Wednesday in his hometown of Flippin, Arkansas.
Now, this is the roots of the company.
The roots of the company. One of the early boat orders
on the
back of a business card there. And I drew up what he wanted. He got an R4 model with steering and lights and a trailer. I know a trolling motor mount. For $689.
Do you have any of those left over for us?
No, I don't think we've got any of those yet.
So what year would that have been?
That would have been 68 or 9.
Okay, that's right there, at the beginning.
We built six in 68, and then we built 669.
My goodness.
And then here's another boat here, and that's a sternlight base that I drew. The box is inside, then we build them out of plywood and cover them fiberglass and fix them however somebody wanted the boat. Boats are real personal possession, and people buy them because they want them. Not people don't really need a boat too bad, but they buy them because they want them. But that was a $919 job.
My goodness, boy, that was getting up there then.
Yeah, it was that.
Forrest, what first gave you the idea of building this style of boat?
Well, we were in the float trip business, my wife and daughters and I, and used John boats, 20-foot wooden John boats, and covering the fiberglass. And we didn't know we was building a bass boat. We were just building a lake boat. Thought we'd build a lake boat or two and see if we could sell them. And just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And had a lot of good help through the years.
Well, and I tell you what, you had a great idea because look at, do you ever just shake your head at how far this has come?
Well, I do, but it's the result of the efforts of an awful lot of people for many, many years.
Right.
There's people putting on bass tournaments across the country. Some have come and gone. Many tried it before BASS did and didn't make it.
Yeah.
But they came along in 67 and were doing the right things, and it was the right time. And then since then, there's people all over the country. California has like another country itself, and there's a lot of people out west. And we got in a position that we could sponsor those tournament fishermen and tournaments across the country, believing that it would expand our market and pay us back if we helped them to grow. And with the all due modesty, it did.
Right.
And we had something to do with the growth of the sport. And then it's continuing that way. And one of the other big ones was the Operation Bass started over in Kentucky. Mike Whitaker started Operation Bass, came over to see me about sponsoring his tournaments. And he said later on, before he got through with his spiel, I'd said, yeah, Mike, we'll let you have a boat. My attention span's kind of short, so I told him, all right. But Operation Bass did well. They were for weekend fishermen, not the pro fisherman kind of thing. But then they grew, and then he sold it to Irwin Jacobs, and they started calling it FLW then. And the last 15 years, the growth of FLW is just astounding what they have done. They have over 200 tournaments a year across the country. The Forest Wood Cup, which is their year-end tournament at Hot Springs, Arkansas. 50 people had qualified across the country. And the lowest man got $10,000. The man that won it got $500,000. And maybe even more important than that, they were kids from 39 states.
Wow.
Two each from 39 states that had qualified to come to the kids tournament.
Yep.
And that's where Robert Cartledge, he and some of his people, and of course they have people all over in every state that help those kids step out on their tournaments. And that was a big thing for them to get to come to Hot Springs, and they get to come across the stage the last day and that sort of thing. And it was a big deal as tournament fishing goes. The arena was crammed full of people there that day, and the governor came out and made a little talk and so forth. And then Ranger gave a boat, motor, and trailer to one of the crowd. Everybody put their name in the pot there, and somebody won a Ranger boat, motor, and trailer. And it just happened the fellow that won it already had one, but he didn't turn this one down.
Right. Yeah, I bet he didn't. I tell you what, it's a phenomenal to see the growth of bass fishing through the years. And it just gets bigger and bigger. And back when you were writing up business on the back of business cards and napkins and selling boats for $689. Payout at a bass tournament and participation in a bass tournament was a whole lot different than it is now.
Yeah, it was that. It just paid your gasoline expenses about what it amounted to. But it gradually grew as time went on. I won a BASS tournament in New York one time, and I won some money in a Ranger boat, motor, and trailer.
Wow.
And I think the total winnings would have been $15,000 or something like that. For one.
And you probably hauled that boat, motor, and trailer up there, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Then we hauled it back again. We already had a boat, so we sold it and bought us a car.
Hey, if you have a dog with chronic GI upset, or if you have a dog period, you really ought to keep America's number one canine probiotic, Fortiflora, in the fridge. Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com.
I'm bass angler Mike McClellan, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool. And I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. That's TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers the perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards' gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. please view his online portfolio at TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Forrest and Nina Wood, high school sweethearts, and married close to 70 years before he passed away last Saturday. Their roots run deep in the Ozark Mountains and White River country of Arkansas. Flippin' Arkansas. But there was a time when Nina considered blowing up the Bull Shoals Dam. Well, not really, but she wasn't real happy.
That's the 50s right there. In this life and times of Forrest and Nina Wood, some people in California did a deal for us in Las Vegas. There was an old TV show, something about This Is Your Life.
Yeah.
And they patterned it after that and invited some of her friends to come to Las Vegas and surprised us and so forth. And
were you born right here in Flippin', Arkansas?
Yes. My folks came here in 1821.
My word, 1821, and it wasn't quite as developed as it is now.
No, they came up White River, made a crop down around Norfolk one year, and then came on up Crooked Creek and settled on Crooked Creek the next year.
My goodness, those roots run deep. How about Nina? Is she from this area?
She grew up where the dam is now, where the golf course is.
Yeah.
In fact, they took her parents' or grandparents' property to build a dam on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She thought about dynamite in the dam for a long time.
She had a right to. It's partly hers. It goes back in the gene pool there a little bit.
How strange thing, they had taken the other side of her family at Norfolk when they built Norfolk Dam.
Yeah.
They'd taken their property.
Is that right?
Built this and they got them again.
I'll never look at those two dams the same way again when I roll up there. What is this right here we're looking at?
5 years there. This put this little deal together.
Oh,
45th year.
45 years of Ranger boats, my goodness, and what a great first 45 years that was. It has been phenomenal to watch the company grow. Before you had this idea for the modern-day bass boat, how'd you make a living?
Well, I made a living for a bunch of cows all of my life.
Yeah, okay.
And I had a guide license 14 years before we started building boats. I built houses, general contractor. It didn't have to be a house. Anything somebody wanted, I'd bid on it and build it for them, concrete or wood or whatever.
Right.
And that really kept us pretty busy, and we were, with all due modesty, pretty successful in the float trip business and had a bunch of good guides helping us.
Yeah.
Had 15, 20 boats in our backyard, and every morning during the season, we'd load up and head somewhere to take somebody on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
Those same people that were good guides could help build houses, and they could drive nails and do all that stuff, too. And then when we started building boats, they helped us do that, too.
My goodness.
and just good, a lot of good folks are doing working.
Yeah, you bet. First time I ever saw you was on my television years and years and years ago back in Mineral Wells, Texas, and you were fishing with Jerry McGinnis.
Yeah.
And his fishing hole show, and you were down here on the White River, and that's the first time I'd ever seen anybody catch trout.
Is that right?
And I didn't know who you were from Adam, and I said, would you look at that old boy and run up and down that boat with them cowboy boots on? What keeps him out of that river? You got pretty good running up and down that rail with them cowboy boots.
Well, yeah, I had pretty good balance in those days.
Yeah.
I take it a little slower today.
Jerry, actually, you took him on his first White River trip down here, and one of his first, I guess, first ever fishing trips.
Yes, it did. It was a lucky experience for both of us. We made friends immediately. In fact, I invited him home to eat dinner that night with Nina and I, and we've been a lot of places together since then, and we've been separated a lot, but we always knew we were friends when we got together again.
Yeah,
good friends don't have to see everybody, each other every day.
Yeah, one of those special relationships. And my goodness, hadn't it been something to watch him grow through the years? Now he's one of the owners of Bass.
Absolutely, and he's just done well, and everybody he ever touched likes him.
Here's a guy that won $1 million at Hot Springs at Forestwood Cup a few years ago, and
yeah,
he's got a date on it here somewhere, 2007. It's 8 years ago, I guess. Monday morning, his picture was on the marquee at Times Square in New York City.
Said, and you knew bass fishing was going somewhere.
He's doing all right. When
that is old Scott Suggs there.
Oh, Suggs, yes,
yeah,
he did.
My goodness, and a lot of the history of FLW on this wall. When you guys get a chance, if you're ever in Flippin, Arkansas, or make a special trip and come and see the museum, how often is it open for folks, Forrest?
We keep it open 2 or 3 or 4 days a week.
So make sure you call before you come and make sure the doors are going to be unlocked here at the museum.
This is some of the FLW people here. This one right here is Mike Whitaker, who started Operation Bass that I was telling you about earlier. Then he sold, this is people that worked for him as time went on. And then
there's old Hank Parker down there, and his hair, I never knew he had dark hair like that.
Yeah. And there's just a lot of good folks here, and I don't know, we got some pheasant hunters mixed in with
sure
this
do
group here.
Well, it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, this is some of the FLW people. Make it happen today.
Yeah.
Here was Irwin Jacobs' picture down there sitting by me. He bought it 15 years ago, and the growth since that period has been
phenomenal.
It's unbelievable.
I sure hope you're enjoying a guided tour by Forrest Wood himself of the Forrest Wood Outdoor Sports Gallery. It's one of my favorite visits in my 10 years of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Radio. And if you ever have the opportunity to visit Flippin, Arkansas, do a little fishing on the White River, maybe catch some of those Norfolk or Bull Shoals smallmouth bass or walleye, and make it a point to block out at least half a day for the Forrest Wood Outdoor Sports Gallery. It's a phenomenal history, a great American story, a great Arkansas story, and a great love story, the story of Forrest and Nina Wood.
Well, Nina, I have heard, I've got a very good friend who's a lot smarter than me, and he has said that every good man usually has a good woman and one good dog in his life, but he doesn't deserve either one. But I get the feeling that Forrest Wood is probably a guy who deserves a good woman. I've never heard anyone say a bad thing about him.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah.
He's a fine man.
He is a fine man. A lot of people really respect him.
Yeah,
he's a man of his word. He's writing this down over there, too, as we say. How did you meet this rascal?
Well, I finished the eighth grade in one room school, and I started high school at Flippin, and he was in the ninth grade, and I was too, so I've known him ever since the ninth
grade. Since the ninth grade.
And that's right.
My goodness. So that's your sweetheart.
That's my sweetheart.
Yeah.
We graduated together and got married the next year.
That's a great story.
64 years ago.
64 years. I was going to ask that next. 64 years of marriage. What's the secret to a long, happy marriage?
You have to give a little and take a little, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Did you ever imagine way back when that this idea for a new kind of boat would just take off like this?
Not in a million years.
Yeah. Did you, when he drew it up, did you look at that and say, I don't know about that, or you're wasting your time, or did you tell him to go for it?
Well, we just went for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever he wanted to try to do, I was trying to help him.
Well, he's a good one, and he's giving you a lot of credit for those pretty cows you're raising out there. You must enjoy your cows.
I do enjoy the cows very much.
You've got a lot of calves on the ground right now?
I've had 67 since 1st September. So.
Okay. Does Forrest help you chase some cows around?
If I'm lucky, I can find him.
This visit took place in 2015, so like I said earlier, Forrest and Nina were married nearly 69 years. Would have been 69 this April had Forrest not succumbed to a heart attack just last week. I want to thank you for joining us in the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I truly mean that. Thank you so much. If there's something we can do around here to make you feel more comfortable, please let us know. You can contact me at billy@bbkoradio.com or give me a call, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. Let's go grab a cup of coffee.
Hey, everybody, it's professional angler Mark Davis, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world-class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings, business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with three other people for 4.5 hours. We're here, a company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings. And your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Discover true western mule deer hunting in Nevada. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of being drawn. The deadline is early March, so now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. Nevada is home to world record mule deer. This special tag is non-resident only, and the draw is just weeks away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. Outdoorsmen and women like to be well-equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network. An affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and We like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Our warm campfire is always the gathering spot, no matter the weather. Tall tales and life's tough spots get worked out here. This is Big Billy Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the camp house here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. If you own a Ranger boat, if you're part of that history, you owe it to yourself to go check out the Forestwood Outdoor Sports Gallery in Flippin, Arkansas. Take a look at the roots of Ranger boats.
My goodness, tell me about
this. This is Jerry McKenna's first boat here.
Is that right?
And he let a friend guide out of it for years and years, and the friend died, and he brought it back, and our people redid it. It looks like a new one, but not. It's an old boat.
So this, what year model, Forrest, do you think, looking at this boat?
I think it's a 69 model.
Forrest, tell me about this particular boat. What is this boat?
Well, this is an R3 model, which doesn't mean much of anything other than that was just the number we gave it so we could know to build another one and somebody wanted it. Why?
Okay.
We had R1s, R2s, and R3s.
Yeah.
And R3 had 3 seats in it and a live well and a rod storage. And, of course, the gas and battery compartment back there.
In the late 60s, early 70s, a live well was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Absolutely was. But we had had them in river boats before.
Okay.
So we knew how to do live wells, and the other lake boats didn't have them then.
Right.
We were the only ones that had them then.
And I started to say, this was not a stick drive. You've got a steering wheel.
It's got a place for a throttle.
Oh, it's got a place for a throttle there on the side. Okay.
Yeah.
What colors did you make those early boats? Was there one color? Or
anything they wanted.
Really? You could custom make
them? Oh, yeah. We'd build them any color they wanted. A lot of them are avocado green. Why?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Those. Yeah.
But, of course, Nana and I like red and silver and so forth.
Yeah, I like them kind of shiny.
This boat over here is a 25th anniversary model.
Okay.
Here that the people up there made and gave to us. And
my goodness.
It's a silver, got a little red in it and so forth. And
you bet. Yeah, and what year would that 25th anniversary have been?
What, 20 years ago? That boat's 20 years old.
My goodness, looks like it just rolled off the Ranger floor.
It's been sitting here all that time, most of the time. Yeah.
Forrest and Nina went on a peacock bass fishing trip once in their life, and they were so pretty they thought they'd have a few mounted.
Somebody down there wanted to mount them for him. But when they came, they were in a box, and as soon as we opened that box, it smelled terrible. I mean, they must just stretch the skin over the rod. Didn't do anything to cure them or anything, I guess. I don't know how you mount a fish, but they wasn't too successful, so he took them and had someone around here to remount them for him.
So you can tell me what a peacock bass that's traveled 2,000 miles smells like.
I know what they smell like.
Let me ask you this. Forrest, come over here. You and Nina had 4 daughters, right?
We did.
4 daughters.
Still do.
And still do have 4 daughters. That's good. When in the world did you ever find time to get in the bathroom?
Well, everybody's in a hurry, to tell you the truth. We run pretty hard from early till late, and it didn't take long to stay all night at our house either.
I bet it didn't take all night long to stay all night.
And the girls were fixing lunches, for float trip.
Oh,
operators and so forth. And
in the meantime, they were showing quarter horses for 11 years, too.
Is that
all
right?
Four of them.
Yeah, nights didn't last long. Y'all didn't sleep much,
no,
did you?
We've got a room full of trophies at home. They won showing horses.
Is that
so
right?
So we've just had a pretty eventful, pretty busy life.
Yeah, you bet. Nina, you love to fish, don't you?
I really do.
What do you like to fish for? Is it trout? Is it bass?
Make any difference. As long as I get a bite.
You're like me. I don't care if it's a perch or a big old 100-pound saltwater fish. I just like that tug on the end of the rope. Do you girls like to fish?
Well, I think we kind of burned them out on it. Two of them still kind of like to fish a little bit, but they really... They don't go much.
Yeah.
No. What happened, really, when we were in the float trip business was some outdoor rider came along and had a camera or a typewriter. We'd grab two of them girls and take them fishing out of school that day.
Right.
Because that cute little girl's fishing made a good story for them.
You bet.
People wanted to come and do what they were doing.
That's pretty good.
We might have burned them out.
I don't know that getting out of school. That's a pretty good deal to go fishing. Yeah. I did that, but I always got in trouble for it. Nina, who is the better fisherman, you or the legendary Forrest Wood?
Well, I catch the most. I think I keep my hook in the water more than he does.
We got in a truck on down on White River one evening, and she said, "Well, I guess I caught the first, biggest, and most, didn't I?" And I don't know if I'd throwed out or not.
Right. You were guiding, weren't you?
I was guiding.
I took Robin his walk with me and my bird dogs for years and years, and here a few years ago, she'd never shoot. She'd just walk with me. And a few years ago, the dogs were on point and stacked up, and it was so pretty. And I said, "Robin, take my gun and go up there, and then when they flush, pick that one on the right side and just shoot him." And she did. She knocked him right down and gave me my gun back, and we went on, and we didn't go 200 yards. And she said, "You know, I believe the reason I'm a better shot than you is..." What you telling me about it, you know?
Yeah. What was that reason?
Because she was shorter than me, and I'm off balance way up here. I never got past her saying she was a better shot than me. But they usually are, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. Anything they want to do, they can concentrate on it.
Nina, I've got to congratulate you. Recently, back during the Forrest Wood Cup, as a matter of fact, just before it, you were inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. I bet that felt pretty good.
It really did.
Yeah.
I was honored. Forrest was inducted in 2006, and they finally got around to inducting me, I guess.
Well, they found out you were a better fisherman than him.
I guess so.
That is wonderful. And what a blessing life has been through fishing and boats and Forrest Wood and all these great years of marriage, huh?
That's it, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then in the Hall of Fame, how do you tell Forrest about that yours came along a little later? They saved the best for last, or...
Well, I haven't said that yet, but I might.
You're free to use it now.
Okay. I'm glad you told that.
Are there any in here, Forrest, that bring back a memory?
Oh, the TNN buckle devs there, you know, they came on the scene, and we had great fun with them for a while. And
right.
They went away then. That was TNN. Let's see, who was the funny fellow on TNN? Nina, who was the funny fellow on TNN? Did I mispronounce his name?
Shotgun
Red. And I called him Booger Red one
Booger
night.
On that was live, a bucking bull.
On live TV.
Right.
He is supposed to be Shotgun Red, but I got it mixed up.
Now, what is this we're looking at?
That's the Forrest Wood Fishing Service right there.
My goodness.
I had a business card that said, "Have tackle, will travel."
Have tackle, will travel. Now, Forrest, what year you reckon that is there that you had those flyers made?
Would have been in the 50s.
Yeah.
57, 50. Yeah.
Yeah. You mind if I give your old phone number out here?
Oh.
It was Glenview. If y'all want to call Forrest, you try this. Glenview 32450. Glenview 32450. Call and order your $694 Ranger boat today. It's a party line, so be prepared. Forrest Wood is listed in the Encyclopedia of Arkansas. It talks about his birth in 1932 to Urban and Beulah Wood, how he helped build the Bull Shoals Dam, and then married Nina Kirkland in 1951. It documents how Forrest Wood guided fishing trips at Bull Shoals Lake, the White River, Buffalo River, Crooked Creek, and became well known throughout the region as a top guide. And then in 1968, he began building boats.
He set up shop in the back of a filling station and made six that year. He named them after the Army Rangers and the historic Texas Rangers. They moved to a bigger building and made 600 boats. In May of 1971, the boat factory was destroyed by fire. But Forrest managed to salvage 60 orders from his desk in the burning building. Remarkably, Ranger Boats was back in business within 40 days.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Been dropped off in a remote wilderness where the bears outnumber people 10 to 1, and the mosquitoes have been known to carry off full-grown moose. Lucky, join us in camp and tell us about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
One of the greatest assets that I've ever had with my bird dogs through the decades, both my wild bird dogs and my field trial dogs, is Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. I never had to worry about nutrition, and that's a big deal. Pro Plan Performance for your bird dog. At Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Hey, we're going to pick back up with our visit from 2015 with the now late Forrest Wood a little bit later on, but thought we might catch up on the news, outdoor news, a little bit for the next few minutes. And wish good luck to all of the kids that'll show up today at Lake Corpus Christi State Park hosting their 28th annual Kid Fish event. Great way for new anglers to learn how to fish. This event is built for kids aged 5 through 12 with hourly fishing sessions. Park rangers and volunteers are going to be teaching the kids how to fish. And, hey, the first 500 children that show up will be provided with a free rod and reel. Yeah, keep it. Take it home after the event. Lake Corpus Christi State Park, Texas, today. The application period for Utah's big game hunts opened up on Thursday and runs until 11 p.m. on March 5th. To be included in the draw for the big game hunt, you must apply on the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources website, or you can actually apply over the phone. That's kind of old school. Just call any Utah Division of Wildlife Resources regional office. How about John Cox, DeBary, Florida? This guy is no stranger to lifting trophies over his head at big dollar bass tournaments. And he did it again last weekend. Cox weighed a 5-bass limit, totaling 12 pounds, 9 ounces on Sunday, and that was enough to wrap up a wire-to-wire victory at the FLW Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit at Sam Rayburn, Texas. John had a 4-day total of 65-15. That provided a 2-pound, 7-ounce margin of victory. And he says this is the best win he's ever had. John said, I usually start off the year pretty slow and get better through the season, so to start with a win, I don't even know what to say. Tommy Dickerson, Orange, Texas, finished in second. Daryl Gleason, Manny, Louisiana, third place. Fourth went to Corey Neese of Bristol, Tennessee. And Ron Nelson, Berrien Springs, Michigan, rounded out the top five. Terrible, heartbreaking fire last Sunday, Jackson County Park Marina, Lake Gunnersville. 8 people lost their lives. I read it on the Outdoor Wire. Maverick Winford and Ian Ratliff have been on a hot streak, and it continued last Sunday on Toledo Bend Reservoir in the Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Series. The duo from Atascosa, Texas, Top Gun Anglers Club, picked up the victory and $1,930 for their club, their team. It also qualified Winford and Ratliff for the Bassmaster High School Series National Championship later this year. And at Bethel College, when they graduate a bass fisherman, you can bet there's another champion waiting in the wings. They just reload, and they've done it again. Cody Huff and Dakota Pierce win it wire to wire. The Carhartt Bassmaster College Series on Toledo Bend. The Bethel University Tennessee duo bagged a 5-bass limit that weighed 20 pounds, 15 ounces. A 3-day total of 60 pounds, 7 ounces. Picked up $3,000 for the Bethel Bass Fishing Team and earned a spot in the College Series National Championship later this year. Hey, South Dakota fishermen and women, if you're planning on hitting the ice this weekend, don't forget that your 2019 South Dakota fishing or combination license expired January 31st. Trappers and predator hunters, you need to renew your license too. It was a record year for one of the most sought-after achievements for anglers in Wyoming last year. A total of 144 anglers completed the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's Cut Slam. The Cut Slam was established in 1996 and challenges anglers to catch Wyoming's 4 subspecies of cutthroat trout, the Bonneville, the Colorado River, the Snake River Cut, and the Yellowstone Cut. And they must be caught in their respective native ranges. 144 anglers did it last year. The old record, 142, was set back in 2013. Ella Bishop Heil is on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com, holding up a beautiful cutthroat that she caught in the Snake River as part of her cut slam last year. In Washington, the Department of Fish and Wildlife reminds youth, veterans, and active military that a special one-day waterfowl hunt is set aside just for you, and it's today. It's a chance for our veterans and active military to have a good hunt with their kids when the landscape is not quite as crowded. Hey, if your dog is older and could benefit from added glucosamine for joint health, maybe your dog has an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain, whatever the situation, you really ought to take a look at Purina Pro Plan. There's a formula built specifically for your dog, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
My name's Seth Pugh with Tarleton State University Bass Club, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7 foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Today, while you are enjoying time on the boat or maybe shoot a round of sporting clays, DSC will stand before your elected officials and remind them just how important your rights to hunt, fish, and shoot are. Even if you're not a member of DSC, we fight for you every day. BigGame.org.
My phone number here in the camp house is 1-877-820-BBKO, and the website is bbkoradio.com. Forrest Wood, Ranger boat founder and just a wonderful, wonderful man, passed away last Saturday. His funeral was Wednesday in his birthplace, his hometown, Flippin, Arkansas. Lived there his whole life. We're revisiting a conversation that Forrest and Nina and Robin and I had back in 2015 at the Forest Wood Outdoor Sports Gallery in Flippin.
This is a wall with some pictures that I recognize. There's former Governor Huckabee.
Yeah, and Mark Pryor there, and Tim Hutchison, and John Bozeman is currently a senator, and that's another senator, and I can't remember his name. Marion Barry was a congressman. Helped us get some things done on White River there.
Right.
One of the things that we got done while I was on the Game and Fish Commission is to get some water allocated in Bull Shoals Reservoir for recreational purposes.
Exactly.
When they built it, it was for flood control, make electricity, no consideration given to recreation. They stocked trout in it to compensate for the warm water fishery that was killed when they made the lake deep and the water, right, cold water come out. And that worked fine until they put four more turbines in. And from that point forward, then they either sold electricity, dumped flood water, or shut it down completely.
Hmm.
And when I got on the Game and Fish Commission, I brought up the subject with the other commissioners, and they helped. And we pulled every political lever we had for 10 years and finally got Southwest Power. Southwest Power didn't want to, but we... They had 24 hydro plants, I guess, and they didn't want to set a precedent, but we finally got it done coming out of Washington, D.C. In fact, this congressman right there, Congressman John Bozeman, who's now a senator, had carried the flag for us as far as he could, and he needed Marion Barry, who was a Democrat, to help him. He was on the right committee to get the language in the omnibus bill, And Marion Barry called me one night at home, said, got her done, the language is in, it's a done deal. He called back within 3 minutes and said, don't tell anybody what I told you. I want to get John Bozeman to come with me. We'll come to your place and do a press release. Wow. That's a Democrat wanting to wait and share the accolades with his Republican cohort.
Well, that's so long ago. I hadn't seen that happen in a while.
Well, it don't happen a lot, I don't suspect. That's why I'm telling you about
that's
it. It's
right.
So unusual. But
that's exactly
they were
right.
Just doing the right thing.
Now, it was Governor Huckabee that appointed you to the Game and Fish Commission.
Right? That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it very much. I had had an opportunity before and turned it down. And a friend of mine, that we were deer hunting in Texas, and he was a commissioner, and he talked me into taking a job. They asked me to do it, and yeah. I said, okay, I will.
Yeah, and what an honor, though, to be thought that much of. Now, I see a picture of each of the President Bushes down here. Are they Ranger boatmen?
Well, they have been, yes.
Yeah.
I think they still got one.
Here we go from George Bush 41, Deer Forest, today. I am all... I can't make out
decked out Ranger
hats,
shirts.
I'm all decked out Ranger hats, shirts, etc.
They were all over here in Kennebunkport by high-powered delivery man. I must add, Irvin Jacobs, his consultant. The Blues have yet to come in big numbers. Oh, I know what he's talking about. Thanks for checking with Barb and us with the.
I'll be. George Bush, 41.
Office one time, and the man came out and said, dinner's or lunch is served, Mr. President. And we got up, there was three of us there besides him, and started in to eat. And he said, wait a minute, I want to show you something. And he run over to his desk and got a picture of him holding up two bluefish. Look at them darn fish pictures wherever you go.
Yeah, wherever you go, people will show Forrest Wood their fish. Being Mr. Ranger Boats, that has afforded you some pretty neat opportunities through the years. Who are some of the folks you've fished with through the years?
Well, Chuck Egger is one that I remember that was one of the big shots that I got to fish with. I'd been asked many times at the Classic to take some sponsor fishing, and I didn't want to because I want to sell Ranger Boats. We're spending a lot of money at the Classic.
We can sell something. Yeah.
But man called one day and said, would you have a little time to take Chuck Egger fishing? I said, yes, I will.
You bet.
And so Chuck and I had a good day and fished, and then didn't see him for a few years, and went to Cabello's open house at Kansas City when they built a store there, and Chuck was there and came in and recognized me right off. Said, how's Nana? He remembered her name all of those years.
My goodness. I've heard that George Bush has that ability to meet you once, and then wherever he sees you down the line.
Last time I saw him was when his 90th birthday at Houston, I guess it was.
Yeah.
When Johnny Morris and I went down there for the birthday party, and he hollered at me across the room.
My goodness. So, how special is that? Yeah. That's something else. There's Ronald Reagan on your wall. He sent you a picture.
I never got to meet him, though.
You didn't?
I just got the picture. I wish I had.
I'd love to fish with him.
Yeah, I would, too.
That's Air Force One. That's you hadn't been riding around on Air Force One, had you?
Yeah, I did. This here says that Certify has flown on Air Force One as a guest of George Bush, President of the United States.
That is something else to see.
Gave me all of this paraphernalia down here. I didn't steal it like I read about somebody in the papers.
Yeah, I did too. Seemed to be it was an Arkansas boy that took some stuff out of the White House after he visited up there.
I don't know
if there's any truth to that or not.
This Tom Mann, you remember him?
Oh, sure.
He's out of Alabama there.
Mann's Jelly Worm.
Yeah, Jelly Worms.
Yeah. The name Ranger has spread from flipping Arkansas all the way around the globe a few times.
Pretty well has.
Yeah.
In fact, last time I was in Mexico, we were down at some lake in Mexico, and there's two locals came driving up there and said, we heard you was coming, Mr. Wood. And I hadn't been back since.
When did the first V-hull boat, when did you start making your first V-hull? Do you remember?
Oh, no, I don't remember, really. I don't remember.
That classic old long oval design. That's really an old White River boat, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much with a little finesse to it. But then this changed things a lot. You can see there. And,
you bet.
But I thought we'd gone as far as we could go then. But they just keep making them better every year.
Keep making them better all the time. It's just phenomenal. Did you ever think back then you'd see the day where a fellow would pay $80,000 for a bass boat.
No. When dealer costs need to go over $1,000, I thought nobody will ever buy a boat. But our society's changed
it
in
has
that period
a lot.
Of time, and there are many people who can buy anything they want.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And they buy boats because they want them.
Yep, that's right. And there's a lot of folks that would rather have an $80,000 boat than an $80,000 house.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Forrest Wood was 87 years old when he passed away last Saturday. For 68 years and 9 months of those 87 years that Forrest Wood lived, he was married to his beautiful and wonderful companion, just perfect, a perfect mate for Forrest Wood, Nina. I know she misses him greatly. She hasn't known life without Forrest Wood since she was a teenager in the ninth grade. In 1998, Governor Mike Huckabee in Arkansas appointed Forrest Wood to the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. You heard him mention that just a few minutes ago. Forrest served a 7-year term, the last year as chairman. In 2005, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission named its new nature center in Jonesboro, Craighead County, the Forrest L. Wood Crowley's Ridge Nature Center. I met Forrest in 2015, and from that one afternoon we spent together, we were friends. We trusted each other. I'd get an occasional phone call from Forrest, or I'd call him. But Forrest was that way with everybody. When you met him, you got the real deal, and you knew the man. I'd like to thank Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel, for bringing us this corner of the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
I'm professional angler Kevin Van Dam, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, let's go fishing.
Discover true western mule deer hunting in Nevada. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident-only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of being drawn. The deadline is early March, so now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. Nevada is home to world record mule deer. This special tag is non-resident only, and the draw is just weeks away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. There's a Marksman Firearms store near you, with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his blue water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey. And some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC. The hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot and the squirrel hunter with this .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Forrest Wood is remembered primarily as, hey, the guy that invented the modern-day bass boat. The founder, along with his wife, Nina, of Ranger Boats. One of the early BASS fishermen that qualified for two Bassmaster Classics. But listen, he was much more than that. He could talk to you about mules, cows, bird dogs, and hunting big game.
Do you remember the very first ever BASS tournament, or how do your memories go back with organized fishing?
The first BASS tournament I went to was Smith Lake in Alabama in 68. I've got some documentation, 68 or 9.
My goodness.
We'll look over there.
Who fished in that thing for us? Do you remember?
Well, Blake Honeycutt did from North Carolina, who went to work for us and sold many millions of dollars worth of boats after that.
My goodness.
And Bill Dance did. Dennis Demo, that worked for us for many years, was there. And some other people from Memphis. Memphis had a bass club then.
Yeah. I had Ray Mirsky on the show with me shortly before he passed away a couple of years ago, and we were talking about the history of Strike King and a lot of old memories there. And he recalled that very first BASS tournament he ever fished in. He said, Ray Scott had this great idea, and he said, well, you come up here and bring some fishermen from Texas and help me fill this tournament, help me get it going. And he said he would. and said he placed second or third that day, and he said he won a little bitty check and a great big trophy, and he said Scott must have got them trophies on sale somewhere.
Yeah, I bet he did. That sounded like Ray Mirsky and Ray Scott, too.
Ray Mirsky and Ray Scott both, yeah. But it is just something else to see how bass fishing has caught on, and isn't it encouraging now to see it in our colleges and high schools?
Absolutely. We're there.
You bet.
It's going to stay. They like it.
Yeah, they like it a lot. And if that had been an option when I was going to school, I might have shown up more often.
Yeah, we would have. We would have. Let's see. It's a nice mule up there, stockade gated mule.
Tell me about what makes a good mule for us.
Well, a good mule is one that'll let you get on it anytime you want to, and one that'll come to you when you holler.
Okay.
And most of them are good mules if they've been treated right, really.
Yeah. Did you train them to jump fences? You hunt off of them?
No, I always try to keep them from jumping fences.
It was the other way around.
Yeah. But I have a good mule today. This was trained jumping mules that our reps bought for me for a Christmas present one year.
Is that right?
And she was a dandy. But I have one now that is a red mule. And a friend wanted to give me a mule. He told Nina we'd done so much for him, he wanted to do something for me and us and give me a mule to occupy my time. And I didn't know I needed something to occupy my time, but you couldn't turn down a deal like that.
No.
And he said, I want to bring the mare there and let her have the colt there so the mule will always know whose mule he is.
Yeah, there you
And
go.
We've got pictures of me holding a little wet mule after he was born.
Is that right?
And this today, he would come to me if I go call his name out of the pasture.
I'll be done.
And a lady that trained him for me shoes horses for the girls and stuff, and she won the Missouri State Fair and Oklahoma State Fair and Western Pleasure and some other things too. And then took him to Bishop, California, to the biggest mule show in the world, I guess, is at Bishop.
Okay.
And won there too.
My goodness.
So Buck's a nice mule. The fellow knew what he was doing. It gave me Buck.
You bet. Never look a gift mule in the mouth.
No, that's true.
I'm looking at a certificate here from the one-shot antelope hunt, a famous hunt up in Lander, Wyoming.
Lander, Wyoming, that's correct. And Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, Rob Keck, a former Wild Turkey Federation manager, and myself went there. And the Shoshone Indians blessed their bullets the first night we were there, and the next morning we went up on the mountain and hunted, and it snowed a lot, and we got stuck, but we got back on the road. I was riding with one man, and they were somewhere else, and we slid off the road and had a chain around a tree, and then his bumper jack winching ourselves back into the road.
My goodness.
Mike Huckabee called me on my cell phone and said, if you'll get an antelope, we'll win this. And I said, well, Governor, I'm kind of busy right now, but I'll hunt hard when we get out of here.
Yeah.
So, we got out and didn't go very far till I got a long shot, and it was lucky and got it. So that night, the Shoshones let us sit at the head table because we were the only three that all three had gotten an antelope that day.
Oh,
and they made us blood brothers that day. The chief did.
And for folks that don't know, you truly get one shot. Your team gets one bullet each.
Right, exactly right. That's all we have, one shell each. That's a good organization. They raise money for the animals in the desert and so forth. And they spend their money well.
1979 Bassmaster Classic plaque up there, and some pretty historic stuff up here on the wall. New York Invitational Bass Tournament. You probably can't begin to remember where all you've been, can you?
No, I don't remember where I've been. But we've been quite a few places.
Yeah.
Down at one time was... Well, Merle Haggard and I were fishing down in Alabama, wasn't it, Nana, when they was worried about us? And Merle and I had gone off somewhere else during a tournament and fishing. He loves to fish, and we'd done a lot of it. And somebody is worried about me and Merle being late about getting back. Nana said, no, Forrest, been a lot of places and got back. I believe he'll be here.
He'll make it again one more time. How was Merle to get along with?
Oh, he's fun. Yeah. He's all right. He's just Merle, and he had a place named Silverthorne out in California. We used to do a tournament every year there at his place where I got acquainted with him.
Yeah. Nana, how many miles have you traveled with this man dragging a Ranger boat behind you?
Well, I wouldn't have any idea. He has flown. One of our pilots told him when they'd flown over 1,000,000 miles, wasn't it, Forrest, that you and Rip flew together before he passed away?
Yeah. You with your pilot had flown over 1,000,000?
All the states and Canada and Mexico. and over 1 million miles together.
My goodness. What a trail.
That's right.
All because of a big green bass.
Yeah.
There's nothing like them.
No, that's right.
This is a lady's cap that we had for the lady, the fishing.
With a short bill and a little furry red ball on top.
I always had one in the boat with me, and we were going up the lake one day, and his cap blew off, and he said, "Do you have a cap?" And I said, "Well, I've got this one." He said, "Let me have it. I got to have something." So he put on my little cap with the ball on top of it, and some cameramen came by, and they saw us fishing, and they stopped to visit a little bit, and he didn't realize he had that cap on, and they went on up the lake, and I said, "Forrest, they took your picture with that cap off." He said, "Oh, they didn't, did they?" And I said, "Yes, they did." He jerked that cap off and took his pocket knife and cut that little ball off the top.
Forrest, there's no way I'm going to get you to pose in that cap right now, is it?
For nearly 7 decades together, these two, Forrest and Nina Wood, worked hard, played hard, laughed hard, cried hard, familied hard, and Nina bowled hard. Still does.
I've been bowling for 41 years.
Is that right? So you're not a one-dimensional woman. You're not just a bass catcher.
No, I do a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. And you can bowl. Do you still enjoy bowling?
I do. I really do.
So some evening folks are passing through Flippin, Arkansas, and they see the bowling lane over there. They might want to pull in. They might meet the famous Nina Wood.
We don't have one Flippin. We have to go to Mountain Home to bowl.
Oh, you have to go to Mountain Home to bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you picked up some trophies through the years.
Yeah, I do. We go to nationals in the state. And we've had that tall trophy back there. It was my best game of 266.
So oh, my. I'm not going to be doing any betting with her, Forrest.
Mountain Home, Arkansas, Flippin, Arkansas, the White River, the Norfolk, the White in particular, Bull Shoals Lake, that part of the country, home to Forrest and Nina from birth until death did they part, has always been a really special place for me and my family. I don't know when my next trip to the river will be, but it'll feel different next time. That odd feeling you get when something or someone is missing. Let's grab a cup of coffee and then we'll wrap it up with Forrest and Nina and a big string of bass.
Hey everybody, it's Forrest Wood. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I learned years ago that nobody but nobody can make wild game taste better than my friend Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. I also learned years ago that I need to keep a feral hog in my freezer at all times because Joe works magic with them.
Well, basically you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good and people don't think so, but you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. But if you steam them, it's just like you just made them. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
After your successful hog hunt, it's got to be Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer, shoot more deer in a Dillon. Some things just can't be improved upon. Take a traditional South Dakota pheasant hunt, for example. A brisk morning with only time, a trusted dog, and a field full of wild pheasants ahead of you. As step by step you trace the finest hunting heritage known to man, the history is thick in the fresh, clean air as you raise your gun and claim your part of this legendary South Dakota paradise. Now, throw in good friends and family in the lakeside cabins with a sprawling front porch, private bed and bathrooms, high-def TV in each room to catch the game, the award-winning restaurant and bar just steps away from your cabin, and a string of dogs to help you hunt the 35,000 acres that Spring Creek Resort South Dakota has acquired with you in mind. Maybe some things can be improved upon. Come see what we have for you at Spring Creek Resort, just north of Pierre, South Dakota. SpringCreekSD.com.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camp house time at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
In 2015, Forrest and Nina accompanied Robin and me through the Forestwood Outdoor Sports Gallery in Flippin, Arkansas. And guys, I'm telling you, there's a big string of bass there that'll catch anybody's attention.
Now, Forrest, this will catch any fisherman's eye right over here. 447.9-pound total caught in a single day by Nina Wood. Do you know her?
Her name on that?
She got her name on there.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun.
And Wanda Tester. That's right. Okeechobee, Florida. Nina, come here and talk to me about this beautiful display of bass that we've got over here. My goodness, what a day you had.
Well, that's right. But we had a friend that lived here, and he went moved to Florida and was guiding down there. And every time we went down there, he wanted to take me out fishing while Forrest was fishing tournaments. And I really didn't want to do that because I didn't think it looked real good. And of course, you're going to have to go with Lloyd sometime to keep him happy. So I decided to go that day. And we went out and we caught these. And I said, I'll never catch that nice a string of fish again, so I'm going to have them mounted. So we had them mounted in Florida, but I didn't put them on the driftwood. I did that after I got them here.
Yeah.
But the day they came in here, they came and delivered them to Forest Office up at Ranger. And I went down the hall, and he had my bass out of holding them up. Somebody was visiting with him, and he was getting his picture made.
Well, I'm about to. So there's nine fish there, and you and Wanda fished together that day.
Right.
Who caught five and who caught four?
Well, I think I caught most of them.
Tell me about this old motor here for us.
Well, a neighbor boy and I found an old boat in the drift down on White River, and we slipped off from home one evening and dug the boat out and pulled it upstream to close to where we live below a little towhead and tied it to a tree. And then his uncle had this motor, and we gave him $5 for it and carried it off of the bluff down there. And some days it'd start and some days it wouldn't, but the days it started, we really enjoyed it.
You had a good time.
Yeah, that's right. But I took an axe down there and chopped a hole in a holler tree and made a door to go on the tree. and put a lock on it like somebody couldn't have tore the lock off of a hollow tree.
Made a door in that hollow tree. Now, don't tell me that's the original hollow tree.
No, it's not the same tree, but it's the same motor.
Goodness gracious, what a story, what a life. Yeah. That's a great big old brown trout up there. That's the world record, or former world record.
For a short period of time, a world record, and the man had a terminal illness and knew it, and he asked his wife to give us the trout, and we had it redone. It'd come apart kind of some, but we put it back up there and got his name up there with it.
1977. My goodness. Now, when you guys would take these guys fishing way back, Forrest, I know you'd cook lunch for them there on the shore, but did y'all ever camp, spend the night?
Oh, yeah. That's what this boat's got. Tents, got that's sleeping bags, thinking. And all of that stuff. And there's a tent right there. And this is G.O. Tilley himself, Ed Dodd, that drew a comic strip, Mark Trail, a Chevrolet dealer in Kansas City, Missouri, Harold Lindsay, that had this TV show, The Sportsman's
that's
Friend,
right.
in Kansas City. And Charles Elliott that wrote for Outdoor Life.
Right.
And yours truly that just sit around.
No, you hadn't done any sitting around your whole life.
And some more guides and myself and so forth.
Yeah.
There. Here's another commissary boat there with a box in it, food box and stuff. And early Ranger boat photos and so forth.
A lifetime of memories are in the Forest Woods Sports Gallery. It's not just the history of the modern-day bass boat or Ranger boats. It's the history of a man that I do believe got up every day of his life and tried to live the right way and do the right thing every single day of his 87 and a half years. Forrest and I chatted on the telephone a couple of years ago, 2018. It was the weekend of the Forrest Wood Cup, the FLW Championship.
Thank you, sir, and it's a pleasure to hear from you.
You know what? I'll always treasure the day, and Robin will too, where you and Nina were so kind to spend the whole afternoon with us at the Forest Wood Outdoor Sports Gallery in Flippin, Arkansas. And the only problem with that was, Forrest, half a day wasn't enough.
Well, we had a good time, though. And that,
yes, we did.
That brings so many memories back. As you walk around and look, you just can't hardly ever get finished.
Everything
in there is connected to somebody. In some event that happened.
Yes. Yeah. And literally, if you are a bass boat enthusiast, a bass fishing enthusiast, you don't want to miss it when you have an opportunity to visit the Forest Elwood Outdoor Sports Gallery, Flippin, Arkansas, right next to the Ranger Factory there. It is something to see. Well, it's Forest Wood Cup time. You've been doing this a long time, Forrest. Does the thrill of this ever fade away, or is it just as exciting as it was at the first?
It gets better and better, Billy, really. I talked to Kathy Fennell a couple of days ago and asked her when Operation Bass started, and they started in 1980, she said. And so we've been involved with Operation Bass all that time. That's 38 years, I guess, so forth. And she was there then, actually, I believe. But it's been a nice ride, and we've seen a lot of things change, and they're all getting better, too. All these kids fishing today just makes you feel good about the future.
It sure does. When you can get a college scholarship for catching big green bass, that we've reached a good spot.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I had to slip off and go fishing once in a while. That's Brown had to be talking about yesterday to go fishing.
I was in the same boat, Forrest. Hey, for folks that don't know about Operation Bass, what is that?
BASS had started prior to that. They started in 67, and then some others began to spring up, and Mike Whitaker started, and some other people started Operation Bass over in Kentucky. Aimed at weekend fishermen. Didn't plan to get to be a big thing, but it has grown through the years, and till today, FLW has over 200 tournaments during the year, and then about 8 foreign countries, I think. And so Mike Whitaker and the people with him then and Operation Bass started something that's really having an impact till today. And so it's a thrill for me to be involved with it, the FLW, the Forest Elwood, that's my initials, and then they named this year-end tournament Forest Wood Cup, and it's a thrill to be here, 9 and 9 through Sunday, I guess.
Well, Forrest, before I let you go, I have to know, is Nina still chasing those cows around?
She is. Well, yeah, of course she is. We've got more than we ever had, I guess. But we're in a severe drought here right now. We're hauling hay from Mississippi here and feeding cows right now. It's just terrible.
The good news about that Mississippi hay is it's real cheap, isn't it, Forrest?
It is before you put the truck bill on it.
Yeah. Hey, Forrest, always a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the cup this weekend, and congratulations on another great year.
I will, and I wish you and Robin could be here. It'd be fun to see you, and thanks for calling me.
Forrest was surrounded by his family last Saturday when he passed away at 87 years old. He had suffered a heart attack and been in the hospital all week in intensive care. Born in Flippin, Arkansas, married his high school sweetheart, built the first bass boat. He named it a Ranger, now an iconic name in the boating industry. He loved his family, and he had a big one, 4 daughters, 11 grandchildren, and 25 great-grandchildren. Most importantly, and above all, Forrest was a godly man who had accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And I want to thank that very same Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today, and invite you right back here next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.
It's been a nice ride, and we've seen a lot of things change, and they're all getting better too. All these kids fishing today just makes you feel good about the future.